5 years ago, the New Orleans-based bluegrass band Truck Stop Honeymoon was on tour when Hurricane Katrina struck. They lost their home in the Ninth Ward, and their community was destroyed. But Mike West and Katie Ulis didn't let that slow them down. They stayed on the road. They eventually settled in a place about as different from New Orleans as you can get, the semi-rural university town of Lawrence, Kansas. Mike West and Katie Ulis of Truck Stop Honeymoon are in the studios of member station KANU in Lawrence, Kansas. Welcome, Mike.
Hi.
And welcome to you, Katie.
Hey there.
Hey there. So, of all the places in the country, why Lawrence, Kansas?
Look at a map. Where's the furthest point you can get from any coastal area in America?
No hurricanes to worry about in Kansas.
Absolutely not. Just very compact circular winds.
Yeah. And compact circular winds, I think we call them tornadoes.
Yeah, only take out a small-sized town.
Yeah, but you write a song, Kansas in the Spring, sitting in the basement with the family, listening to the sirens sing.
There are many surprising similarities between the Midwest and the Deep South.
It's another beautiful day in May, I love Kansas in the spring. Sitting in the basement with the family, listening to the sirens sing. And there ain't no place that I'd rather be. I tell you, it's a funny thing. I love New Orleans in the summertime and Kansas in the spring.
Oh, so Katie, why did you decide not to go back to New Orleans?
Well, the gardening wasn't any good after the backyard filled up with most of the industrial canal.
Well, now, come on, the squashes really took off.
We had a bumper crop of cantaloupes after the flood, but,
You couldn't eat them.
No, there's other minerals that are better for the children than lead and arsenic and things like that.
I have another, an earlier album of yours. The new one is called Homemade Haircut. Mm-hmm. But I want to refer to an earlier one. There's a song you do called Mardi Gras in Kansas.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, we moved to Kansas from New Orleans. Neither of us is from the Midwest. And, you know, it's some severe cultural adjustments we had to make. And one of the adjustments we were not prepared to make was giving up Mardi Gras. We spent our first year in Kansas and let the first Mardi Gras go by uncelebrated, and our children looked mortified, you know, because after Christmas, that's what they look forward to, Mardi Gras. And they all got dressed up and ready to go out and hit the town in Lawrence, Kansas. And we had to explain that this
was... It just wasn't happening.
No, it was freezing rain.
Kind of
and, you
bleak.
Know, yeah. But after that, we just promised ourselves we would not let it happen again. So, in fact, we have actually started a Mardi Gras parade here in Lawrence, Kansas, a very tiny but beautiful one.
You've established yourself there. I mean, you even call your studio the Ward 9 Pick and Parlor?
The Ninth Ward Pick and Parlor, which comes from the Ninth Ward, New Orleans, and that's what it was called when it was in New Orleans. So now it's now the Ninth Ward Pick and Parlor in Kansas. So.
And that's where you recorded the new CD.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, you start off with the title tune, Homemade Haircut. Mm-hmm. And I was curious. I mean, I wondered if this was a song about frugality or fashion.
One equaling the other at times. Ever since I was a kid, I always liked to cut my own hair. And it was an empowering thing to just get out the scissors, look in the mirror, and get chopping and see what you end up with. And usually it makes for a new outlook and a new look. And doesn't cost you a dime. And it gets you that spring back in your step when you need it sometimes.
Yeah.
As I remember shortly before we wrote that one,
our 6-year-old went upstairs and gave herself a homemade haircut. And it reminded me of so many that I had in my life that my mother so gently said, let me just straighten that out for you a little bit.
Do you think you'll ever go back to New Orleans permanently?
That's hard. No, I'm
maybe when we're elderly or something.
Yeah, it's hard to justify with the kids, you know, because we lived in the hood. And
we
know,
don't have to worry. Like, if I send Mike out to get milk at 10 o'clock at night for the morning, I don't really worry so much that he's going to get shot on the way there or back, or just, you know, the stress of living on the defense sometimes when you live in a more edgy environment. I realized when we moved here how much energy I was spending on that. When I came here, I realized I didn't have to look over my shoulder constantly. It was okay to just take a walk with the kids. And you could pretty much trust that the ice cream man was selling ice cream. And, you know, most times the dogs stay in the backyard. Hmm. And, you know, it's just a little more relaxing.
But that's kind of a revelation you had after you moved.
Yes.
So I'm thinking if there was no hurricane, you probably would still be living there.
That's the weird thing. It's one of those changes we may never have chosen to make. You know, because it's not just, if it was just me and Katie, you'd be like, whatever, we love it. We've dealt
Let's
with it
Go listen
before.
To Hot Jazz at 3 in the morning,
yeah,
no
man,
problem.
Yeah, man, you can't beat it, you know. But to make that choice for me and Katie and our four kids is nigh impossible. Nigh impossible, you know. We're living in, you know, a great town. We tour.
And we still got chickens in the yard.
And we still got chickens in the yard, because Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas, lets you keep chickens, which is important.
You have your instruments in the studio there, and you're going to end with a tune from Homemade Haircut. And it's actually, it harkens back to everything you've said about what's happened in your life. It's called Accidentally, and yes. It talks about how good things can happen when you don't exactly plan for them.
Yes,
and you are going to play, so why don't I just say, here is Mike West and Katie Euless with a tune from their CD Homemade Haircut, and it's called Accidentally.
All right. People. Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. How'd he do it?
Accidentally.
And how did Kellogg make that very first cornflake? He made it
accidentally. Albert Hoffman found LSD like Isaac Newton found gravity. Like I found you and you found me and we found ourselves with a family. None of this was planned, but that's all right. Some of the best things in life happen accidentally.
I've often heard it said, an Egyptian invented bread. How?
Accidentally.
Everybody know the first ice cream soda was made how?
Accidentally. Albert Hoffman found LSD like Isaac Newton found gravity. Like I found you and you found me and we found ourselves a family. None of this was planned, but that's all right. Some of the best things in life happen accidentally.
Jelly Knight, Silly Putter, that was James Wright. They were both made
accidentally.
And the Slinky and Cellophane and Radioactivity to name but a few. They were
accidental too. Albert Hoffman found LSD like Isaac Newton found gravity. Like I found you and you found me and we found ourselves a family. None of this was planned, but that's alright. Some of the best things in life happen accidentally. Some of the best things in life happen accidentally.
Mike West and Katie Euless are members of the band Truck Stop Honeymoon. They joined us from the studios of KANU in Lawrence, Kansas. Our thanks to the engineer there, Jason Sloat. Mike and Katie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
You can listen to songs by Truck Stop Honeymoon at nprmusic.org.
Daddy, don't play. Make the music all go away. Put down your guitar.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.